Welcome to our weekly business podcast. Many of our listeners have asked us to talk in detail about a popular tool for business models, the business model canvas. So today, our guest Daniel Warren is going to provide his expertise. Thanks for joining us, Daniel.
You are always welcome.
So, the business model canvas is divided into 9 parts, and our listeners want to better understand each of them. Of course, the process of completing this canvas would be different for different companies, but there are also certain general points we can discuss. Generally speaking, how can a business choose the right partners?
Basically, there are 4 types of partnerships, and to choose the right one, a company has to clearly understand the reason why it needs partners. If the company wants to allocate its resources and activities in an optimal way, it can choose buyer-supplier relationships. In this case, the company doesn't have to do everything by itself. Another type of partnership is cooperation with the competitors. For example, different competing companies may collaborate to create new technology, but then sell the products themselves. This kind of partnership suits companies that want to reduce risk in a competitive environment. There is also cooperation with non-competitors, which helps companies get the necessary resources or expertise from each other. For example, Starbucks and the American bookstore chain Barnes & Noble are not competitors, right? Starbucks came up with a great idea to have their coffee shops in Barnes & Noble stores. Choosing a book is definitely much more pleasant when you can have a coffee break. So, this partnership is profitable for both companies. And finally, one more type of partnership is a joint venture, when 2 or more enterprises create 1 business. Such partnership helps to access new markets.
And what about key activities? Can they also be divided into categories?
Yes, I would divide them into 3 groups. The first one is production, all the activities related to creating and designing new products. This type refers mostly to manufacturers. Another group is problem solving, which includes activities related to providing customers with solutions to their problems. And there's one more. Let's call it a platform. For instance, if a company has a platform, as is the case for Amazon or eBay, then it requires some extra activities, maintaining the platform, ensuring the safety of its users, and so on.
And what key resources would any company have?
A company has physical resources, which includes facilities, buildings, machines, intellectual resources, brands, copyrights, customer databases, human resources, its employees, and financial resources, which can take different forms, cash or loans, for example.